Grab your Bible and open it. This is becoming more and more common. I'm so sorry. Follow me as I read from Colossians chapter 2, beginning at verse 6 and 7, and then we'll turn and read Romans 1. So stay with me. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, read like this. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Now let me read you the other one. This is out of Romans 1. For although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him, but they became futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God, this word, this endures forever. Guys, it's Thanksgiving week, as you all know. And I can't speak for you, but every time this rolls around, I feel a bit ashamed that Thanksgiving has to be a holiday. That is, that once every year, somebody has to remind me that Thanksgiving is pretty important and I should do it. My shame is enhanced when I read something like I just read in Colossians 2 and in Romans 1. Guys, of the hundreds of times that the words thanks, thanksgiving, and thankful appear in the scriptures, and there are hundreds because I checked, of the hundreds of times those words appear, these are the two that stand out to me, the Colossians 2 passage and the Romans 1. And they stand out for different reasons, and we'll look at those as we go. But I want to draw your attention to these two statements as we try to turn Thanksgiving into something other than just a holiday. So you follow as I seek to do that. Let's start with the Colossians 1 passage, where you will note, I hope, that Paul opens that statement by saying, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, I want you to walk in Him. And then he goes on to expand, and then he says that one of the earmarks of my walking in Christ is that I will, notice in the text, abound in thanksgiving. Now, gang, the word abound is the Greek word parasuo, and that doesn't mean much to you, I don't think, but this might. It's found as a present participle in the Greek language. Now, you know what that means? Here's what that means. A present participle is describing an action, an activity that is ongoing. It doesn't start and stop over a meal or a couple of days. There is to be an ongoingness to my abounding. The word parasuo is translated with other English words like be rich in thanks or overflow in thanks or excel in thanks. But be that whatever word you want to use, the idea that's being represented, the action that's being exhorted, is an action that is ongoing. It's a present participle. It's going on now. It's going on tomorrow. It's going on yesterday. It's going on. It's an ongoing thing that is supposed to characterize people who are walking with Jesus Christ. They are to abound in thanksgiving. Look over at the other page in Colossians 3. Let me read you three other verses over there. Paul is still writing and he says, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and Be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanksgiving in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Did you see that? Three verses and three times he says, be thankful, with thankfulness, giving thanks. Do you know what that is? That's a man who is abounding in thanksgiving. Unlike me, or maybe some of you, that thanksgiving is nothing more than a holiday. But the exhortation, folks, from the scriptures is that we abound. And I think one of the reasons that thanks is such a characteristic of people walking with Jesus is because thanks is others exalting. It's not self-exalting. It's saying to someone outside of self that they are the origin, that they are the giver, and that I am the receiver. That's the essence of what thanks does. But folks, if we do not believe down deep that we are greatly indebted to God for all that we have or hope to have, then thanksgiving is not much more to us than a holiday. So here's what I want to do. I want to turn at least this hour into an opportunity for a group of people to abound in thanksgiving. And here's how I propose to do that. I am going to read to you a series of 15 questions. You'll get it after the first one. It's real easy. And when I'm done with the question, I'm going to give you 15 seconds to pray where you are, not out loud. I'm just going to give you an opportunity. I have a watch. It has a second hand. And I want to give you 15 seconds to thank God for some of these things that we're going to mention. Are you ready? Here we go. Can you walk? You can? Well, you know what that means, don't you? That means that you have feet and ankles and knees and hips that work and that allow you to move about. Isn't that remarkable? Why don't you thank God for that? Go ahead. Amen. Number two, can you see? You know that if you can, that means that you can read, you can drive, you can enjoy a sunset, and that all of those nerves, that optic nerve that connects to it's all functioning well. Is that not grand? Well, why don't you take 15 seconds and thank God for that. Amen. Third, does your digestive tract work? Well, that means you can eat food. And not only that, it means you have food to eat. And not only that, it means that your body processes the food that you have to eat, and it processes it well.
Folks, people would kill for that, that kindness. Why don't you thank God for that? Go ahead. Amen. Can you think, that is, can you process information and evaluate it? I mean, does it go so far as to allow you to have a memory of past events? Does your brain function fairly well that allows you to think? Man, is that kind of God to give us that? Let's thank Him for it. Go ahead. Amen. Can you talk? I mean, can you express yourself, which allows you to enter into relationships? It allows you to exchange ideas and to build those relationships into a healthy position, both relationships that are new and relationships that are old. I mean, is that not fun? Then why don't you thank God for that ability to just talk? Go ahead. Amen. Do you have friends?
Well, not many, but
you do have a few who value you, right? I mean, you're not alone. Do you? Isn't that a kindness of God? Well, why don't we thank Him for that kindness? Go right ahead. Amen. Do you have a job? I mean, and do you enjoy your work? What a blessing to be meaningfully engaged and employed. Those abilities that you bring to your job, you know He gave you those, don't you? Let's thank Him for that job and that I enjoy. Let's do that. Amen. Do you own a car?
Well, yeah, I mean, I got two of them.
Well, you know that that allows you to drive, which means that you enjoy some exhilarating freedoms. What a sweet thing that God has done to give us a means to enjoy freedom. Let's thank God for that provision that He's made. Go ahead. Amen. Is there any money in the bank?
Well, not very much.
But I mean,
any means that you've got all your bills paid and that there's a little bit extra. Wow! How gracious of God to do that for us. Why don't we thank Him that He has done it? Go ahead. Amen. Are you housed? I mean, you didn't sleep outdoors last night. You're not homeless. And is that in that house where you slept last night, is that heated? My, what a luxury. Isn't that a sweet goodness and gift of God? Why don't we thank Him for that? Go ahead. Amen. Are you insured? That is health insurance. Boy, isn't health insurance a wonderful thing to have right about now when there's so much illness and sickness all around us? Isn't that glorious that God has made that provision for us? Let's thank Him for it. Go ahead. Amen. Have you a family? I mean, isn't it marvelous that there is just a small body of folks that know us intimately and include us? Oh my. Why don't we thank God for that? Go ahead. Amen. Do your lungs work? I mean, there's a lot of people who would love to have that kind of kindness that you're enjoying right this second. Do yours work? Oh, how kind of God. Let's thank Him for that. Go ahead. Amen. Folks, do you own a Bible?
Well, sure. I mean, I got 3 or 4 of them.
Really? So in a world that is so terribly confused and full of lies at every turn, you have access to eternal truth? Wow. My God. Goodness, how good of God. Why don't you thank Him for that? Amen. And finally, is your sin forgiven? You know, you've heard this before. I didn't dream this up, but we're told that you're not ready to live until you're ready to die.
And because our sin is forgiven, we are people who can face that great enemy of death. God has made a way for our sin to be forgiven. My, oh my, He didn't have to, but He did. Is that not worthy of our thanking Him? Let's do that just now. Amen. Now, guys, that's the list of questions. But that last one leads us to this other text that so impacts me, and I hope you too. But I want to read it to you again. This is out of Romans chapter 1, and Paul says, "For although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened." You know, every time I read that text, I'm somewhat stopped in my tracks, because had I been writing that, I wouldn't have written it that way. I wouldn't have said that. I mean, if I were writing it, I would say, well, they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or worship Him. Or I may have written, for although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give Him praise. But Paul doesn't say either one of those. He says they knew God, they didn't honor Him as God or give Him thanks. They didn't thank Him. And as the result of not thanking Him, they became futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened. Ladies and gentlemen, to not give thanks is to take credit for things that God gave you by way of gift. It is to indulge in the sovereignty of self, which is so ugly and so profane, especially when you see in Colossians 2 that we are supposed to abound in thanksgiving. And so to not give Him thanks is to render you foolish and futile. To not give thanks, ladies and gentlemen, is to possess the foolish notion that you are fully capable and that you were far righteous enough on your own that you can save yourself. That you don't need a Savior. You don't need this God-provided Jesus. No, no. I'm fully capable in and of myself. And ladies and gentlemen, that's a killer. That's a soul killer. And that sovereignty of self shows up in thanklessness. Tell me, were you bored throughout this whole little exercise this morning? It's not a good sign. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the Christian knows that the only reason that he is a Christian is because of what God has done for him in Christ Jesus. And that God, that same God who provided the Savior, is the same God who also granted us the gift of faith. You did know that, didn't you? That faith is a gift For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. That this God who sent his Savior has also granted us eyes to see and ears to hear. And because we Christians recognize that, we are so thankful. Because we know that what we enjoy is something that God in his great kindness and grace gave us as a gift. My brother and sister in Christ, we must not let this thing called thanks become just a holiday. It is supposed to be a way of life for us. We are supposed to be people who are abounding in thankfulness. Can I read it to you as I close? Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Let's quit. Our Father, forgive us that we are so distracted. We're so caught up in our own capabilities that we soon forget that everything that we ever have or hope to have is ours by way of gift. And so, oh God, would you hear from the hearts of your combined people this morning a clarion cry of thanksgiving just for those 15 things. And there are 50 million and 15 more. So God, we want to be found as people who know, a people who have put to death this sovereign self and who know that what we enjoy, what we have received from your gracious hand. Father, if you have brought people in here this morning who are under this delusion that if they are ever to make their way into the presence of a holy God, they will do it based on their own merit. Show them, O God, that that is the lie of the devil and they are one of his dupes. Show them, O God, that the only way by which any of us have found forgiveness is through the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. We glory in it, Father. We glory in Jesus being the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to you. Thank you. You didn't have to, but thank you for providing a way. We make our prayer, of course, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And then finally, if you're here without this Savior, there's only one. His name is Jesus. And if you are without him,
and you've got further questions, come get me. I would consider it a privilege to try and answer your questions. Won't you stand as we quit?
Has washed away my sin. Jesus, thank you. The Father's
Levi, come on down here. Give me your card. Thanks, man.
Me. Now seated at your table, Jesus, thank you.
Welcome, brother and sister. Hey, guys, I wish you could know these stories like I get the privilege of knowing them. You remember when I used to give the candy away into my office? We had to stop that because of COVID. But this is the guy that started it all. This is the guy that came to my office with his hand out, you know, and he was, you know, shriveling up to nothing. So we give him candy, and then it turned into something. You know, this is Levi, one of my dear friends. You know, his daddy is on staff here. They're sitting right over there, the Lukes, and they're just pleased as punch. Now, over here, here's another story for you. This is the Bonura, Bonura or Bonruer?
Bonura.
Just got out of the military, was a military chaplain for... is a colonel in the reserve, whatever. But you need to meet the Bonuras. They're active. Okay. I'm sorry, I botched that one, but come meet him anyway. You'll like her. And down here is one of the smartest women I think I've ever met. This is Vanessa Taylor. She is a whiz. So come say hello to all these folks before you leave. Put your mask on, and we'll do our best to communicate love through a piece of blue cloth, but do your best. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, both now and forevermore. Amen. Have a great Sabbath, and come see us next Sunday after Thanksgiving. Have a good Thanksgiving, and don't eat too much.